Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found him here.
This is the show.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Cliff, get the fucking snakes out of this motherfucking booth.
Oh, Kendall.
I couldn't even wait 2 seconds to use that quote.
Kendall, these people here outside the booth at this dance marathon do not want to hear you say MF.
Cliff, they're not paying attention to us. They're dancing the day away.
Well, and I guess most of the ones who are still dancing are pretty woozy. It's in the 40th hour.
Yeah, can you believe Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snowbottom have been going for 40 hours straight?
Well, 40 hours ago when they started, what she said was, she said, slow and steady. Mm-hmm. Wins the dance marathon.
They started with a slow waltz, and they're up to cha-cha now.
They're doing it, and it's a slow build, but they're going, and they have not tuckered out like some of the ones who were twerking and stuff from the beginning.
I don't think I could eat for 40 hours straight, much less dance.
Well, I could definitely eat for 40 hours
straight. Yeah, who am I kidding? Bring it on.
Bring that shit on.
But yeah, Cliff, we are talking about snakes this week, and we are in the courtyard of, we're talking about snakes. Sorry.
I really hope that the listeners are taking notes, and they're understanding that we're in Limerick, Ireland. Our booth is set up in the courtyard of the Foynes Flying Boat Museum, and this is a show about snakes, and we are currently surrounded by dancers in a dance marathon. Yeah. Have we mentioned that?
You're not going to get that on TBS.
There's a lot going on, but hey, that's life in 2017, folks.
It is. This is real life.
Jeez, it's such real life. Oh, Mrs. Just Not Bomb, he just dipped Mrs. Both. Well, that was a deep dip.
Oh, man.
Makes a deep dish pizza.
Quit talking about pizza. I'm hungry. Cliff, a snake. Its decapitated head can still bite you hours after it has died.
No way.
And these bites contain huge amounts of venom. It's like the animal version of Charles the Contractor. It will still hurt you after you have killed it.
Oh, me no likey.
Yeah, you love it.
I feel like that turned into to me it turned into like one of those like sexual, you're gonna love this. You love it. You love that.
That's
snake.
What I was thinking.
All right, here we go for all the snake lovers out there. Kendall, I've been saying this for years, but finally our writers have faxed it to me. And it says, snakes evolved from a four-legged reptilian ancestor. Did you know this?
Evolution doesn't exist, Cliff.
Yes, it does.
I'm just kidding.
Now, I know that Charles the Contractor, the other day, he was just telling us that the world is only 8,000 years old. And I said, that's a hot subject. And
Charles also told us he could drink 440s and not be drunk, so.
Well, but then it took him so long because he had the duct tape and it was stuck to everything.
Let's not talk about him anymore.
He kept falling and smashing and it was bleeding everywhere.
But, I've snakes. Got a very, very
Ireland.
On point topic about snakes.
Right.
Snakes
Let's go
live
for it. Let's
on.
Go for it.
They live everywhere on Earth. Except Ireland,
what?
Iceland, New Zealand, and the North and South Poles.
Oh.
Because St. Patrick drove them all out.
Drove those bitches out.
Slither right away.
Slithering. Dancing. Dancing the night away.
Oh, you guys are cutting the rug. Fifth position break, dear. But just want to say hello to you. We're really rocking the night away, dear.
Your show's been going very wonderful, bud.
Well, thank you.
Been on for several hours now.
No, we just started, but you guys have been going forever.
I feel like we started.
Can you have a drink of water while you're dancing? Oh, careful. Oh, you're splashing all over.
Oh, dear,
we must get back. I wouldn't want to get a penalty. Six, seven, eight, four.
Oh, look at him go.
I'm exhausted.
Just for that moment they were in here.
I feel like Janet Jackson and...
Flashdance just came in here.
What a feeling. It's a show about snakes.
Yes.
What's your favorite snake memory?
I got one.
Not trouser snake.
I got one. Okay. So when I was a little boy, I had this toy snake. And I left it out in the yard all the time. My mom was always picking it up. So she comes out one day and she said, and she was telling me the story because I went there. She said, I saw this damn toy snake sitting in the yard. And so I went to pick it up and it like starts slithering away. And she said, I thought it was going to go in the house. And so I was chasing it and she like had to go chase it and kill it.
Oh my God. That's terrifying.
Oh, and the story that just happened about the man that got eaten by a python. Did you see that?
No.
Like an entire man. It was a story that just came. Yeah. Yes.
Goodness gracious.
Keep talking, I'll find it.
All right, I can't believe that. The only snake story I have is a relative of mine, when they were young, a snake fell out of a tree onto their head. And so
That's terrifying.
Yeah, people are always laughing about it, though. Kendall, scales cover every inch of a snake's body. Kendall, are you sitting down? Because they even cover its eyes. Scales are thick,
I like that.
Tough pieces of skin made from keratin, which is the same material human nails and hair are made from. There are... relatives?
Snakes?
Are they?
I don't know.
They're covered with our fingernails.
Just hearing about scales all over.
Even on their eyes.
So, Cliff, this was in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a horror movie. And they sliced open the belly of a python and the man's body fell out after it had been swallowed whole by a giant snake the day before. They have a video of it.
Why did nobody stop it?
No, he was like out in the woods. Like nobody was around him.
Oh, he just was filming himself?
No, the video is like when they found the snake and cut it open and the guy was in there.
Oh, was he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he spent a day in that snake's stomach.
Ow.
The python like squished him, I guess.
Ooh, Kendall, snakes cannot chew, so they must swallow their food whole. They're able to stretch their mouths very wide because they have a very flexible lower jaw, something I also know about. Snakes can eat other animals that are 75% to 100% bigger than their own bodies, but I do think that we are... safe, unless we're on like that King Kong island and there's some giant mega snake.
I have seen you dislocate your jaw to fit an entire pizza in at once.
That's what I was talking about, yeah. Ooh, look at the scales.
Whoa. Oh, that's horrible. I don't like it at all. I don't even mind snakes, but just the thought of scales on really eyeballs.
It
makes me nauseous.
I don't not mind them, but I don't like them. The slithering! It's the slithering.
Snakes don't really bother me. Spiders bother me.
Oh, I see. I like spiders.
Ooh.
There was a little bitty spider in the car we were in the other day, and I just let it live.
And I jumped out.
No, I didn't tell you, because I knew you'd flip.
I would jump out.
And then you'd flip your wig.
Cliff, let's jump off of the... speaking of jumping, jump away from the snakes for a second.
Okay.
Just watching Miss Putter Butter Butter Turn Go is great. She's like sweating to the oldies. But I have had to sit her down and like have a come to Jesus meet with her.
Oh no!
God.
She found out about this
not again
timeout casino and card club here in Limerick, and she was asking me to go and use my magic gambling card sleight of hand stuff to help her win at gambling.
A gambling addiction never really goes away. She probably wants to gamble every day.
She's gambling right now that she's going to break a hip.
It's a gamble.
For 40 hours straight.
It's a gamble either way, Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh, don't talk about my wife's problems.
Dear, they're not public problems to be spoken about on the show.
We shall go.
I was telling you.
You have no business to airing our dirty laundry, boy.
Our listeners are family.
Oh, my bowels. Oh, you give me a bowel, Jack.
Careful, you're going to drop me tipping me, dear. Careful.
Oh, no. Oh, Grandpa. Quickly, Grandpa.
Oh, the poor thing having to deal with his bowels while he's dancing the day away.
Oh, no. Well, he went over, now he's doing the shake a tail feather, and Crockpot's just sort of,
poor Crockpot.
With the paper towels.
Poor Crockpot.
Reminds me of the time that back when we were in Busheltown, I just kept forgetting to buy toilet paper, and so I had to wipe for weeks on end with paper towels.
Still recovering from that rash.
Still recovering. It was a good exfoliant.
Oh God. Cliff, speaking of God, is it time to help people?
Holy Lord God Almighty, God in three persons. No, we're only two persons. We look like six from behind.
But the Cliff's gospel album will be coming out anytime now.
I would do a gospel album.
Gotta do 12 other normal albums first.
Hey, anybody out there needs some gospel?
What? This booth is rickety.
It's very poorly made.
I keep knocking things all over the place.
Charles the contractor's the one who set it all up. So,
yeah, I know.
So, dear Cliff and Kendall, is that what we're doing?
You've got questions. We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall. All right, so let's help some people.
Okay, let's see. I've got a letter here.
All right.
Where is it? Where did it come from? Oh, here it is.
How'd you remember to pack that?
Sorry, is it? Oh, there it goes. It's very weirdly.
That's a very weird letter.
Adhesive here. All right, here we go. It says, dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a 58-year-old recent widower. My wife and I were very happy for 29 years, and that included a very satisfying sex life.
Oh, no.
Cliff and Kendall, I'm not ready to date yet, but I continue to have a strong sex drive. I mean, man has needs, right? Kendall and Cliff, I'm finding the internet is a good alternative to hooking up at this time. However, and Cliff and Kendall, this is embarrassing to admit at my age, I'm beginning to wonder if I've crossed a line into spending too much time online spanking the old monkey.
Oh, no.
Cliff and Kendall, my question would be this. How much is too much? I want to be healthy and in balance with this monkey spanking, but for the time being, I understand how people can become addicted to internet porn because it is good. Cliff and Kendall, please help. And that's signed Bader in Busheltown. Kendall, solve that problem.
You know what I always say, Cliff? Spank like nobody's watching.
Spank like nobody's watching.
No,
love it.
I think I'm going to say what we always say in Weight Watchers. Everything in moderation, even moderation. So just, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I would moderate everything.
Do what you want. This earth, this life is temporary. It is up to you.
It is. Live your own life. I'm just saying, if you're worried about it.
If you're worried about it, well then stop, for God's sake.
Don't stop, just some moderation.
Don't stop doing what you're doing, baby. Don't.
Is this the letter? Is this
stop.
It?
Keep moving. Keep grooving.
Don't all right, Cliff.
Stop.
Oh, don't stop.
Doing what you're doing, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
I knew it. All right, Cliff, here we go.
I tell you, don't stop.
I'm opening this letter whether you stop or not.
This was just opening music.
Oh, well, I didn't know I was supposed to be open this whole time. All right, here we go, Cliff.
Yeah, that was just some.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Could you please address the etiquette of tasting samples at stores, events, food shows, and etc.? Oh, we really need Miss Monroe.
We're going to have to get her in here. Let's see. Come on in, guys. Dance this way.
Oh dear, we're coming. Okay, go ahead and read the letter, dear, and I'll help anyway I can.
Okay,
here we go. People walk up and try to grab a sample with dirty, bleeding, scabby hands, not realizing that other people also will be sampling that food.
It's getting hard to keep my rhythm being so disgusting.
Samples are supposed to be given to each person, and that happens, the food handler should be wearing clean gloves by that person touching the food.
Oh,
please let people know that once someone without gloves touches food, the demonstrator must discard it for health reasons. And that's on Marion, Florida. Help her out, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Help, quick, dear. Well,
dear, you know, I always love a good free sample, dear. It's a wonderful thing to do and to have. But yes, I must agree, don't touch it with dirty hands. Or if you do, make sure you only touch the one you're grabbing, dear. But what it's if always better etiquette to use tongs or let someone hand it to you.
What if you're really poor, though, and you've been living in filth? And you go, and that's all you can afford is the one free sample.
Dear,
you can't help that your hands are coated in dirt.
Being poor is no excuse for bad etiquette, dear. Let the person hand it to you.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I'm getting Mr. Stompin' off, dear. That's all I have time for, dear. Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Problem solved.
All right, we're done helping for a while. I got to take a break, Cliff. I want to go see if I can get out on that dance floor and do some moves.
We only just started the show, but I feel like we've been hosting the show for the 40 hours that this dance marathon has
I know,
been going
it's like a we're like commentating the dance a dance-a-thon.
Oh, look, another couple just bit the dust.
Ooh, hard too.
That moves Mr. Snobbottom, Mrs. Butter 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 up a notch.
I think Charles left that banana peel out there.
Oh, it, definitely he did it on purpose because it's not like him to eat a banana.
No.
All right, we'll
be right back. Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Looking for a gift? Something different? Something he or she will always remember? Introducing the Fence Fury of the Pet Tornado. Now you can see and hold one of Mother Nature's most amazing phenomena and be completely safe. The Pet Tornado is a tornado in a bottle. It's American-made with a specially formulated tornado juice. When turned on, it acts just like a mini tornado. You can adjust from a tiny twister to a full-blown hurricane in seconds. Would you like to have a pet tornado from your home or favorite state? No problem. We have tornadoes from all over the country. The Pet Tornado is great for all ages, as a novelty item, or use it as an exciting teaching tool. The Pet Tornado is the best kind of pet to have. No mess to clean up, you don't have to feed it, and you can take it with you on trips. It'll entertain for hours. Kids of all ages love the Pet Tornado.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Welcome back. Sorry, I turned into a ballad. Welcome back. Sorry, Cliff, I'm so distracted by this huge
flying boat
that is on the rock above us.
Yeah. Well, it's just the big landmark here at the Foynes Flying Boat Museum in Limerick, Ireland.
I know that all the people here think that they set up two more boat displays out front, but now that's just us.
It's just us in our glass booth.
But Cliff, this does remind me, I have to think back, you know, if Charles Lindbergh would have had a flying boat, then
yes,
maybe
she
could have landed and took a break.
She could have.
I did. Have you ever seen the show Timeless on TV?
No.
It's on Hulu.
Oh.
It's not great. But anyway, they go back and they talk to Charles Lindbergh. I was like, Charles Lindbergh!
Oh.
Ooh.
She was brilliant.
She was one. Isn't she lovely?
What have I done?
Isn't she wonderful? I do a really good Stevie Wonder, and you've got to admit that.
Cliff, did you see there's only three couples left on the dance floor?
Oh, my.
They're really doing well. Now, what's the big prize, anyway?
The big prize, it's a check to your favorite charity. And, of course, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she's playing... You're dancing.
I hope it's for donuts for us.
No, it's not dollars for donuts.
That was my charity.
She's dancing for the Busheltown Save the Rye Fund.
Save the Rye Fund.
Because, they're, you know, in case of emergency.
They like to keep a nest egg just
in case
there's
a
drought.
A rye emergency.
Yeah, what a rye emergency.
What if the, you know, rats the size of bread boxes eat too much one
it's
night?
Happened before.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful call.
Possums,
look at her waving.
Bees.
She's so excited.
Oh, there they go. Oh, that's part of the dance. She's not
waving. Oh, never mind. Don't you feel stupid when you think people wave at you, wave back, and they're like, I'm not waving.
I do. I really do. And I feel even worse though when I see like other people do it like you just did. It makes me feel really sad.
Thank you, Cliff.
Doesn't that kind of stuff make you sad? Is there anything that like when you see a person do it, it just makes you sad? Not that it's like really sad, because that's nothing. You know, it's nothing.
You just feel so bad for that person.
I do.
Now I feel even stupider. No. All right, Cliff. What time is it?
What time? It's time for...
For a media minute?
Oh, do you have a minute?
I got just a minute. What time is it?
You threw me asking what the hell time is it. I'm supposed to ask, do you have a minute?
Well, you weren't asking it.
Give me a minute. I would have worked there.
All right, I'll give you 1 minute.
I was going to talk about the flying boats. I was going to talk about the big, huge shirt that I bought from the gift shop that was still tight.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
All right. It's okay. No. If you want to move ahead, let's go. Let's do it.
Well, we are quickly running out of time.
I don't think so. These people have been dancing for hours. But they'll probably keep on going.
All right.
We're here in Limerick, Ireland. There's no reason to stop. Do you have a minute?
I got a minute.
Kendall, for some media, guess what? They're finally turning a movie into a musical that...
The Golden Girls?
No.
That was just your ringtone.
My ringtone, sorry. Anyway, then...
Why is Charles calling you from right over there?
Charles, no.
We're doing a show.
We're on the air, Charles. And that's what the big red letters say at the top of the booth, on the air. Kendall, they're turning Beetlejuice into a musical.
What?
Now, don't you think that would be fun?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'll be first in line.
I think that one is actually one that would be fun.
I'm very excited about that. Is it for real, though?
Yeah, they're doing like a reading.
Is this one of those things where they're like, turn to a musical, and then like 2 weeks later, like, that was just a rumor?
I bet not, because that's the only thing that's happening, is that people are turning movies into musicals.
Well, that's true.
And they're turning much less deserving movies into musicals.
Yeah.
And so...
Like The Bodyguard.
Right. Well, even if I could see that it has music in it.
Terrible.
I'm sure it's terrible, but at least they were like, well, you know what? That has hit songs. Okay? Yeah. At least it was about music. But, I mean, other stuff, but I can't think of it right now. But lots of much worse ones.
Legally Blonde.
Yeah. Why? Why? But Beetlejuice, I think it'll be fun.
I do too. And that's just maybe one day they will make a movie based on the musical so we can get another Beetlejuice.
That's what I'm thinking. And it makes me want to say, come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight, come and me one go.
Oh, we're getting them all off because we're singing a song.
Sorry. Next thing in the media, Kendall, did you know that Channing Tatum is going to use his acting chops to voice George Washington in Netflix's first animated movie?
No, I didn't know that.
And that's all I know because I just read the headline. But I feel like that tells us everything.
I was going to say, I don't think you need to read any further.
No.
I think you got it.
But anyway, you know, last week in Scotland, I was so happy I found a theater that was playing the new wonderful Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Life. It's about Jake going to space. I think everybody in our listening audience needs to run, not walk.
Or run to the theater.
Or you could drive, which would be even faster than running.
Especially if you're an Academy voting member.
Yeah, well, this is like a fun, big, like, popcorn movie. But he's going to be nominated. There's a movie coming out later in the year where he plays like a bombing victim. That's his Oscar movie.
Now don't get your hopes up early.
It's definite.
Okay. I just don't want you to be let down again.
It's no ifs, ands, or buts. We've come
I
this
can't
far.
Can't take Oscar season with you again.
Life is this bad. He's gonna win because he's owed so many back ones.
I will and pay off the Academy members' behalf.
That's how you guarantee a win. You get a good backlog of ones that you were owed, and then eventually they're like, well, all right.
He keeps coming.
All right, Leonardo DiCaprio, you climbed inside a horse. All right.
Time for nothing.
But anyway, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie Life, you gotta go see it. It's much better than real life. And that's it for a media minute.
All right, minute's over.
That was less than a minute.
It was. But I don't know what made me think of this, but did you see... I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. Did you see the elevator in our hotel that we're staying at?
No, I keep taking the stairs.
Oh, yeah, right.
No! I'm only on the second floor.
The inside of the elevator is... They've got this weird, like... It's like a leather, like a cowhide or something on it.
Uh-huh.
And they've dyed the fur red.
Oh.
It feels like you're on the inside of a cow. It's weird.
Ooh, I don't like that.
A lot of things we don't like in this episode.
Speaking of, Kendall, I've got to tell you this about snakes. Remember that we're talking about snakes, everybody?
I remember, yeah.
Now, this sounds a lot like us. Although a snake's growth rate slows as it gets older, a snake never stops growing. And that's like us. We never stop growing wider and wider and wider.
Well, and see, this makes me think that Charles, the contractor, is actually a snake.
Oh, look at that!
Duh! It said volume on it.
So I hit the volume button. Look at that!
That didn't scare me. The volume does.
Scare you, this open mouth of a snake?
No! That's not even poisonous.
I don't care if it's poisonous. I don't want to open...
What's this? To avoid predators, some snakes can poop whenever they want. They make themselves so dirty and smelly that predators will run away. See? Charles the contractor is a snake.
No. He's a... No.
Yes.
No. Kendall, come on. The symbol of the snake is one of the most widespread and oldest cultural symbols in history. Snakes often represent the duality of good and evil and of life and death and of Cliff and Kendall. So I'm saying that maybe we should have a snake as our new logo.
Snakes on
a
podcast.
Snakes on a podcast.
Oh, God.
Kendall, if there was ever going to be a ticket to stardom, sorry. It's snakes on a podcast.
One of the couples just stopped. They just called it quits. They walked away.
Oh, you got a leg cramp.
Oh, we got two left, Cliff.
Oh.
Two left. Yeah. Maybe if we're lucky, they might. We might have a winner before the end of the show.
I hope we get a wiener.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I just don't know where to go with that. Speaking of wieners, Cliff, is it time for What the Food?
Yes. It was a segue.
Cliff, it's time for What the Food, and I've got some food tips for you. You're
going to
love.
You have food tips?
I got food tips. What am I supposed to have?
I have food trivia.
Oh, trivia. I can make them trivia. I told you, you never know what I'm going to do.
If you want to get
tips, I'll keep the listeners guessing.
And I'll give trivia. It's, you know, it's whatever.
No.
What food stuff melts pearls?
Food stuff melts acid.
Vinegar.
I love it.
So if you ever find somebody who has pearls that you hate, and you're like, you know what I want to do? I'm going to melt their pearls. Put them in a big cup of vinegar.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to do trivia. I'm going to just tell you some tips. You know, you could discard your seeds from hot peppers to reduce the heat a bit. I read the wrong one.
No, that's good.
No, I did read the wrong one. I think this is getting to me.
Oh, okay.
This Rator is getting to me.
Gotten to all of us. Oh, I didn't notice.
There's only one other couple left.
Oh. We're going to win, dear. We're going to win.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
We're counting on it.
We're beginning hour 41, dear.
Oh, there they go.
Oh, my God. Cliff, what I meant to read was that you should definitely wear gloves when you're handling hot peppers.
Oh.
Because if you're anything like me, if I'm holding, touching, cutting...
It'll be in your mouth.
It'll be in my eye.
Oh.
So wear some gloves.
Now, Kendall, speaking of gloves, if you just want to give tips, I'll just give facts.
All right.
And not whatever I was
going to do. Sorry.
I'll blame you.
Go ahead. I'm used to it.
You're blamed. Kendall, in South Africa, termites and ants are often roasted and eaten by the handful, like popcorn. Ooh. So think of that next time you're at the movies.
I could go for some popcorn right now.
Eating a handful of termites.
Cliff, you know, if you are...
I'm trying to tighten a screw back here.
Okay. The food's about to fall apart. If you are making a sandwich...
Somebody's dance bell.
If you are making a sandwich, you're cutting off the crust, because, like, somebody doesn't want to eat the crust, take the crust, crumble it up, put it in a bag, and let it kind of get hard, and use it as croutons.
Just put it in your bag.
Put it in a Ziploc bag. That's what I mean.
Don't want the crust, just put it in the bag.
Oh, all this dancing is making me so tired I can hardly think straight.
Well, just seeing the tired looks on all the dancers' faces is what's really getting to me, I think. It's making, you know, and I mean, it's very late. The things have been going on for 40 hours, for God's sake.
It's like a full work week.
It's a full work week. They've been dancing all week.
Oh, my God, Cliff. Oh, somebody's hurt.
Oh, no.
Somebody's hurt. They just tripped.
Oh, their wooden leg. It flew off.
Oh, my God.
It tripped. Oh, it...
Mrs. Potter Butter turned Mrs. Potter Butter the winner.
Look, they're holding... Oh, look at that
Mr. Potter Butter just passed out.
Oh, no.
And he's having a bowel attack.
As he's passed out.
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter just laying down next to him.
She's covering him with that big sash they just put on her.
She doesn't want him to be embarrassed. Well, congratulations to you guys.
I think that's... Uh-oh, they just took their picture for the cover of the Limerick Post tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Ooh, okay.
It looks kind of like a crime scene photo. they're just tired.
They're fine.
Is the show... I mean, is it over?
It's coming to a close real quick, Cliff.
It is over.
We've been bitten by a snake, and we're slowly dying.
Now, do you have any snake memories other than that one about your mom that you already shared?
Well, that was a pretty good one.
It was a good one. I remembered in the middle of asking you that you had shared that one.
Did you have any snake memories you wanted to share?
I told you about the people... Talked about my relative and the snake fell on their
head. That's right. God, we just don't listen to each other the show.
I can't think of any... I don't really have any other like snake memories, thank God.
I don't think I do either.
What's your favorite like snake in popular culture? Never mind. I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next
week. This has been Limerick, Ireland. Oh my God, let's go help them up.
Okay, clean them up.
We're coming.
Dear, it's terrible.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. What?